This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking live at the Cape Fire Radio, Agra International, 39th annual at the Bismarck Event Center. Well, I'm looking live anyway. You should be looking live. Bunch of kids here that are part of the Living Egg Classroom, they're all looking live.
Like, you know, you might learn something if you go through the Living Egg Classroom, Scott. You might learn something.
I know. I want to. I love that. I sat in on one last year for a little while. Kind of fun, which is really neat. And so that's happening as we speak. And literally, there are about 1,400 kids that are participating in that, so that's a big deal. And, of course, there just will be many days of events that will be going on here. We have some MyPillows that we're going to be giving away, and we've been mentioning that. Now, we've determined, Todd and I, in an executive committee meeting of the What's on Your Mind Brain Trust, of the many ways we could do this, a trivia and, you know, maybe a pillow fight and some corny things like that. We just want to talk to you a little bit about where you're from, what you do, what you like about the program, you know, pretty much anything. So if you're up for one of the MyPillow pillows, I've already had somebody stop by this morning and the event just opened up minutes ago. Somebody must have been a door crasher or something. Said, how do I get one? I said, you come back during the show. So if you're listening, you're heading for the K-Fire Radio Agri International today at the Bismarck Event Center, just come find us. Very easy to find, right in the center of the action. Not on the exhibit floor, but between exhibit floors here in the, what do you call this anyway? We decided yesterday what we were going to call it something, Todd. What were we going to call it, the concourse? Or?
Well, I just always called it the mezzanine. There you go. We'll go with resume.
Rick has
mezzanine.
Coined that. I'm going to go with mezzanine. Yeah, we're in the
okay,
mezzanine.
Let's go with mezzanine. That sounds kind of cool anyway.
What,
right?
I don't know. I have any idea what it means, but, you know. It's like when they tell you you've got tickets in the mezzanine for a show. It's like, well.
I'd always said exhibition hall lobby just because people know, well, okay, it's kind of the lobbies before you get to the main room, and it's before you get to the exhibition hall, and so it kind of explains it, but I guess whatever, you know.
Right. So anyway, you'll find us, trust me. We're really between the arena and the new exhibit floor, and that is the land in between. So come find us here today at the 2016 Agri International. Event goes until 6 tonight, tomorrow at 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. as well. Missouri Valley Petroleum is the sponsor today. We have lots of time in this first hour to chat with you about whatever is on your mind, 800-228-0550. I'm very interested to see what happens in New Hampshire tonight. Because if New Hampshire happens sort of, you know, close to what happened in Iowa, in other words, a Trump, a Cruz, a Rubio, the rest of the field is going to have one tough time trying to make the case that they ought to be around some more. On the other hand, if some new folks inch up there, and there's some reports that Cruz is not performing well, for instance, that Trump might be fading a little bit, although still in a pretty good-sized lead, then we could have an indication this race is going to go for a while, and more than a handful of candidates remaining. So, be very interesting to see what happens. The grudge match between Chris Christie and Marco Rubio continues, which is a little silly, especially as a fellow came up to me today and he said, well, I don't understand what the criticism of Rubio is from Christie in the sense that he's trying to suggest that it's dumb to say that President Obama knows what he's doing. Of course he knows what he's doing. Wants to transform America. I think most people get that. I don't think that he's sort of stumbling and bumbling into all this, but Chris Christie has really made his mark on that particular point. Doug Burgum, let's switch to the governor's race here for a second, just some things in the headlines here. Doug Burgum, candidate for governor in North Dakota, has come out with a rather critical piece of the place North Dakota finds itself in right now, which is unusual for a Republican, yet obviously he is trying to take on a Republican who's the favorite for sure for the nomination. But interesting tactic in the sense that you are, as a Republican, trying to go to other Republicans and say, you know what, we're not doing all that good. And Republican campaigns over the last number of years in North Dakota have largely been a, hey, look at the results. Here's how we're doing. Why would you want to change horses? Right? That's been kind of the MO. So this is a very different approach to governing. Will it work? Is it smart? Or are Republicans going to say, see, you're just a Democrat? You're just a Democrat. So that's something they need to consider as well. I'll read you parts of that today when we get to it, but I want your take on it, just the overall approach and whether or not it makes any sense or not. It seems to me that it might be a little on the risky side. I'm just saying. So feel free to give me your thoughts on that. Here's how you join us, by the way. In addition to stopping by and seeing us at the K-Fire Agri International, so you can have a shot at going on the radio and winning yourself a MyPillow. Actually, as long as they last, you'll get on the radio. You have to go on the radio to get the MyPillow. That's sort of part of the rule here, okay? But you stop by and see us. That's one way to chat on the air today. The other is to call us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. That telephone number is 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions. You can text Todd. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is when are you coming out here? You're going to come out here for...
I'll be out there tomorrow after What's in Your Mind, because I'll be doing the K-Fire Cafe from there.
All right, yeah.
But,
all right.
But since you've got Energy Matters coming up on some of these same radio stations later today, I'm back here, so make sure we get this end of it, too.
Well,
there's two ends of the show, so we're going to get them both. You know.
Already I'm hearing from people who say, I was told that, you know, Todd, the radio god Mitchell, will be here, and they're a little disappointed, just so you know.
Yeah, stop listening to the voices in your head, and you won't have that problem.
Should I tell them that you're busy manning
the fort? Did you know your nose grows every time you tell a fib?
Manning the fort. Somebody has to kind of keep things in order back on the home front, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, all right. So that's what he's doing, ladies and gentlemen.
Just go with that.
Yeah, we're going to go with that. But I know they're just... I need like a cutout of you or something so we can do...
Well, what happened? Don't you have that big sign with you and me on there?
Selfies or something.
Me and my old Western get-up and stuff? Don't you have that one?
I do have that, yeah. Yeah, I do have that photo, but it's just not quite the same as a big old...
Oh, cutout. You want like a full-size...
I would.
Hey, they don't make cardboard big enough for a full-size cutout of me, so I don't know if that's going to work.
Anyway, text Todd at 701-226-8503 with your comments, 226-8503, because we want to hear from you, all right? And then you can call us at 800-228-0550. We're brought to you in part today by PVE Scheffler, providing a wide range of services, expertise, and solutions to the oil and gas industry. Extensive knowledge in civil engineering and surveying, focused on the planning, regulatory permitting, exploration, and production services associated with the oil and gas industry. In the highly competitive energy business, PVE Scheffler is known as possessing high professional integrity, trusted partner to many energy companies. Call Jeff Holcomb, PVE Scheffler today, 701-628-4554. For more information, or visit pvescheffler.com, pvescheffler.com. Okay? Now you know everything you need to know. Let's get to the phones here. And Jerry in Belfield, what's on your mind? You're next.
In 2012, if you can remember, that was an extremely dry year here. And I'm in western North Dakota. And I lost six yearling heifers that were for breeding and five herd bulls. And I immediately, became suspicious. But it was a drought, so that kind of loss was not unheard of. But I thought it would be, I had an old oil facility on my property, and I thought it was leaking. So anyway, I called the oil company up. And they checked it for me, and they said that the contamination was not coming from the well. It was coming from the other direction down the creek. And that was that. And then I never heard from anybody again. The oil company vindicated themselves, and I was happy with that. But I still was unsettled. And anyway, the company that did the audit then turned it over to the Industrial Commission. And the Industrial Commission, this was like in July, the Industrial Commission to this day never did contact me, nor did the Department of Health, until I contacted them in the fall when I did my own analysis and determining the chlorine levels of the spill. And I feel that that's the good old boys club of the North Dakota Republicans, and that's why they should be challenged.
Interesting take. Sounds to me more like your particular story fell through the crack rather than somebody ignoring it, but I certainly would be a little suspicious if I were you. I wouldn't blame you for that one bit, Jerry. Hang on, we'll finish on the other side of the break here.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, Tom Fryer with the North Dakota Family Alliance, inviting you to be a part of Giving Hearts Day 2016. On Thursday, February 11th, please join us online at impactgiveback.org for this one-day, 24-hour opportunity to support the North Dakota Family Alliance and many other great organizations. Just as the North Dakota Family Alliance stands for the family and strengthening the family, we are strengthened and blessed by your support. Let's make this Giving Hearts Day the best yet. Go to impactgiveback.org on February 11th.
I am a proud owner of a hot spring spa, and I'm with Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and online at fargohotspring.com. I really, really like that hot tub. But I have to tell you, in the wintertime, I love it. What is it with the winter and hot tubs? It's so incredible.
Oh, a lot of different avenues, Scott. One of the things with a hot tub, it improves your circulation, which we know in cold water, your hands are cold, fingers cold, it's poor circulation, so it improves that. It transfers heat in the body 25 times faster than standing in air, so you're not going to crank up the thermostat and get warm quickly. Okay. Just get in the hot tub. You will warm up just like that, and we know this when you sit in warm water, your body comes to life. And then there's just the overall, you know, getting out of the house, getting to the backyard in your swimming trunks in the middle of January. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. And until you've lived that, you don't know. But, you know.
It's refreshing.
It's awesome. And again, it's the reboot button. You think about it. It's cold out. It's depressing out. The hot tub will change everything. You're better physically below the water, you're better emotionally beyond the water, and you're better mentally above the water. All good things happen.
That's for sure. Thanks, Vince. FargoHotspring.com or stop and see him. South Washington, Grand Forks, in front of Kmart, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, next to Spitfire, West Fargo. Hot Springs, Spas, and Pool Tables, too.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Right past the hour, rolling on, live from the Cape Fire Agri International today. Your calls, questions, and comments, welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Talking about what might happen in New Hampshire today, talking about this governor's race, talking about anything on your mind. We'll have some guests next hour, including the new president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Daryl Lease will be here. We'll also go chat with Brent Bogar. With the budget challenge going on in North Dakota, what will that mean for oil and gas producing counties? We're going to talk with him a little bit about that. So, Jerry and Bethel, just to finish, here's, if I were you, I would go just to, if nothing else, have a little peace of mind. I mean, sounds like you felt like you went through all the normal channels and, you know, the ball just got dropped and you never got any real answers on what was going on. And so I'd maybe restart the process if I were you.
I got the real answers. What was going on is that when the oil company, because they hired a private consulting firm to do this, and when I contacted the consulting firm later that fall to know what the results were that a trucking company was dumping thousands of barrels of oil off of a culvert on the main road into my pasture directly opposite of the oil well, and all the poison was flowing towards the oil well. And anyway, since then, the Department of Health comes over every 3 months and just checks the water quality in that area. But that water was flowing from north of Belfield all the way into the Hart River, all the way into the Missouri River at Bismarck.
So you're saying the water's okay now? Is that what you're saying? The Department of Health
checks out okay because the oil company went defunct, or that particular company did. And anyway, the bottom line is that even our local county commissioners, nobody would support me or do a Crime Stoppers or an alert as to if anybody saw suspicious activity here, and it was just shelved. And since that time, every little 20-barrel leak, wherever it is in the state, gets reported. But mine was my president was the one that initiated that action.
Well, it may be, which is you know, good. And you're talking about, obviously, 2012, so this has been a long time. And there's actually now a department within the Department of Agriculture that is specifically getting you a point of contact within the system. So you call one person, and they bird dog things for you. So I'm glad to hear things are resolved, and I'm sorry that you went through what you went through. What I'm getting at is I don't think that was anybody going, hey, let's just stick it to this guy in Belfield. Nobody cares. I think, you know, a lot was happening fast, and unfortunately, you didn't get as quick a service as you should have, but I'm glad that the Department of Health's involved now, and it's being checked out, and we're not sitting there wondering whether or not there's still any water issues. But I you know, in these cases, just take advantage of the folks that are there. I mean, I would call the Department of Health, I'd call the Department of Mineral Resources, I'd call the Northwest Landowners Association. Get Troy Coons and his group going with you as well. In fact, I'll give you Troy's number. If you're not a member, you should be. 701-721-4258. Fred and Wing, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, good morning. How is the KFYR Ag Show doing?
Well, it's okay. It'll be a lot better if you get here. Are you coming over or what?
I got a tractor parked today. I can't come in, but I got to tell a story. At the beginning of the 40th one, right? This is the 40th Ag Show, right?
39th, actually.
Okay, 39. So that makes more sense then, because I can remember, I think my father and I, my dad was still alive, we went to the first one. And that would be almost 40 years ago. I was 19 or 20 years old, 1977, I think it was. And maybe it was the second one. I don't know when the first one started, but whatever. I remember seeing there that day, my dad and I, we looked at the first Axial Flow International Combines that came out. Wow, we were so impressed. That's a big machine. They had the rails up on the top, and I was up on there, and just hoping that Dad and I could afford one. Well, we talked about it, and we would have had to have the wheat was selling for about $30, $3 a bushel back then. And we would have had to have 1,000 bushels of wheat, 10,000 bushels, excuse me. We would have had 10,000 bushels of wheat free and clear to buy that machine back then. We could never see ever having 10,000 bushels of wheat in the bin free and clear to buy that machine. And now, you fast forward all these years, and we thought that maybe the agriculture industry would get better, but it seems to be about the same, only worse. Now, if we bought that same machine, we'd have to have 30,000 bushels of wheat. And that would have to be free and clear wheat, not wheat that has expenses on its back yet. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
And at that time, it would have taken us 330 some acres of wheat free and clear to buy that machine. Now it would take 2,200 acres of free and clear grain to be able to sell to buy a machine. So, you know, it's really a tough business. Everything seems to be so inflated on the ag supply end, and it just seems to be worse now than it was even 40 years ago on our end, where we're trying to produce. And still on the same farm, still producing the same commodities, and actually now it's just a little over $4, and back then it was a little over $3. So it's really that the margins are so steep on all this stuff. And when I go to the KFYR Ag Show, I appreciate KFYR. I'm not down on anybody. I'm glad that you're there. I'm glad that Todd's going to be there and everybody's there supporting agriculture, and that's a great thing. But at the same time, I don't know where are the people who are supporting agriculture. It seems like the prices that we have to pay for stuff is way higher than what we're able to pay and what we're able to produce.
Well, you've returned prices to where they were over a good chunk of the last many years, and that obviously wasn't a problem. It isn't fun right now. I certainly hear you there. I just think it's you nailed it. It's a business. It's a big business, and it takes a sharp pencil to make a go, which is why you folks have my unending admiration. Fred, nice hearing from you, and appreciate the call. Come see us tomorrow. Might give you a shot at one of those free pillows. Another call that came in off the air on the What's on Your Mind hotline, Cloverdale Big Flavor line. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not sure on this Christy Rubio thing that I understand what you're saying or how you're interpreting it. But my understanding after watching the debate was that Christy was saying Rubio doesn't have the experience. That's basically what he's saying. And that he is part of the establishment because he has the 5 seconds or the repetitive speech. And then Rubio did that. I don't think it was specifically about Obama and his agenda. I missed it otherwise.
Yeah, I think we're both right. I mean, a big part of it was he didn't like the fact that he kept saying that Obama was doing that. I think part of what he was criticizing was the robotic way in which he said it. You know, so what Christie would do if Rubio would take a shot at Christie, Christy would respond by saying, see, that's how he does that. He takes his little cheap shot at the beginning, and then he repeats his 25-second soundbite. Well, name me a politician that doesn't have their soundbites now, right, and memorized. So it's kind of a corny, in my mind, criticism, Christy to Rubio. Although I think the experience thing is one you could sort out on. You could fairly, lob it at Rubio, right? He doesn't have executive experience like Chris Christie or any of the other governors. Right? He's in the United States Senate debating stuff. And that's what he was critical of. What's your take on these or any other issues at 800-228-0550? More from the KFIRE Agri International next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Fill up at PetroServe USA, the folks that are helping America feel better, and you'll have the choice of what you want to put in your tank. From E15 to E85 and much more. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better and connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. And come on into a PetroServe USA near you and have the best deal in town, the 4 for 4 special. That's right, 4 items for $4. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, and 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. All month long, specials include Mike's Popcorn for $3.99, the Sixlets for 69 cents, Albanese Gummies only $1.29, Cascade Ice Gum, 69 cents a pack, Nestle Sparkling Water mix and match with Perrier, a great deal, along with Deli Express sandwiches. Come on into a PetroServe USA location near you. Choice at the pump, the 4 for 4 special all day, every day, and much more at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Yeah, we're back at the K-Fire Agro International with the What's on Your Mind program. When you stop by and see us, chat with us live on the air, we're going to hand you a free MyPillow today. That's reason enough to come on over here and say hello, I think. By the way, one of our fine listeners suggested a while ago that we bring some vets along on that trip to see the Minnesota Wild at the end of the month. You know, we have Dave Noah from Remax Legacy Realty sponsoring our fun bus down there, the right realtor. Dave has been involved with the real estate world for 28 years, everything from new construction to existing homes. Call Dave at 306-4888. Or go to DaveNoah.com. Put his experience to work for you. We have the fun bus going to Minneapolis, actually St. Paul, to see the Minnesota Wild play the Florida Panthers Sunday, February 28th at 2 p.m. New deal to announce today. If you bring a vet, you are a vet, you have a vet in your party, whatever, $199 per person. You get the premium seat in the double attack zone and stress-free bus travel. And we have at least three now of the seats that have been specifically paid for vets, to send a vet. So if you'd like to sponsor a vet, can't go, but say, hey, I'm in to help a vet go. We want to fill the bus with some vets. Won't that be fun? Call Marie. She has all the details, 855-200-1776, extension 3. It's not only $199 a seat. Should be a lot of fun. All right. Here is a gentleman that stopped by earlier to say hi, taking in the K-Fire Agri International. Joe, what's your last name?
Mac.
How are you, Joe?
But good.
Nice
good
to see you.
Yeah, I enjoy listening to your program, and I listen every day, and a lot of interesting things to hear.
You know, we were going to bring Todd along.
Okay.
But he got a little busy back at the office.
Okay.
Is it disappointing to not see Todd here?
No, it's okay.
Is it okay? All right.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it, too, actually. Yeah. I have to put up with him every day, so I totally know what you're saying, Joe. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So where are you from?
From Pettibone.
What's happening in Pettibone these days?
Oh, they're pretty going right along. Everything is going good. A little snow, a little more than other places, but...
For folks that are not familiar with Pettibone, what's it most famous for?
Well, we got Farmers Union Station there and restaurant and grocery store.
Everything you'd need.
Yeah, you bet.
And anything in our history that folks might know Pettibone for?
Well...
What put Pettibone on the map?
Back in 1910, I guess, when the railroad came through.
That helps a ton back in those days, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Very nice. What is the best part of What's on Your Mind? The program here,
well,
what do you like?
I guess your program right here with Scott Hannon and John.
You like us?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah.
Perfect. We appreciate you coming on the air today, so we have a pillow of your choice.
Okay.
Now, here's the deal. These are all premium pillows, so we bought the good ones.
Uh-huh.
White is kind of the softer, if you like a soft pillow.
Yeah.
A blue would be in the middle, and green is the more firm.
Okay.
That's so when you're pulling one of these out of here to take home today after the KFAR Agri International, you decide white, blue, or green. And then I also have a little gift card for you for $10 off your next MyPillow purchase, too.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, thank you much.
How about that?
Very good.
Nice to see you, Joseph. Appreciate you stopping by, and our best to everybody in Pettibone.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Take care. Grab your pillow and enjoy your time at the KFAR Agri International. Great fun going on here. In fact, the Living Ag Classroom is on right now. Kids from all over, but the pesticide certifications start at 10. Russell Hedging is going to be in for some market updates and farm outlooks at 10. Decision Agriculture, presentation by Plains Grain and Agronomy, will happen at 11 today, this afternoon. Three unconventional approaches to higher yield potential. That should be good. Schaefer Specialized Lubricants doing that. The Veterinary Feed Directive is happening at 2 with NDSU Extension Vet Dr. Jerry Stoker. Will be happening at 2:30, keeping the family farm in the family by Great Plains Diversified Services. And, of course, the show closes at 6 tonight. You want one of those pillows? You just come chat with us just like Joe did. Simple as that. It's pretty darn easy. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Here's a little bit of that op-ed that I mentioned earlier from Doug Burgum. That is, I think it's on the Saying blog, and I would imagine it'll be in a few newspapers. Headline is, Facing New Economic Reality in North Dakota. Fed data shows North Dakota is one of the worst performing states. Citing the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia for decades, tracking the economic performance of each state in the U.S., the measurements used are dispassionate economic statistics from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Bureau of Economic Analysis, and other sources. Based on the Fed's recent December 2015 report, 41 states have growing economies, 2 states have stable economies, and 7 have shrinking economies. It is not good news for North Dakota. It should come as no surprise that among the 7 states facing economic downturns, the majority have economies tied to the price of oil. The 2 states facing the largest economic downturns are North Dakota and Wyoming. North Dakota faces a double whammy due to the low prices of ag commodities. In listening to and speaking with citizens across the state, it's clear that the leaders and participants in our energy and agriculture industries understand the tough times we are in. Last week, for the first time, a North Dakota governor uttered the words, we are facing a $1.1 billion shortfall in tax revenue. We are truly moving into uncharted territory in terms of the size and scale of the state government's financial challenges. Governor Dalrymple understands this, ordered a 4.05% budget cut, largest by dollar size and percentage in recent history. And yet, these cuts covered only 20% of the state's government revenue shortfall. To cover the remaining $800 million, 2 additional sources were tapped. First, our $300 million general fund ending balance taken to zero. The second source of cash, the state's budget stabilization fund, or rainy day fund. That fund has taken years to grow to a total of $575 million, and last week the rainy day arrived. Or more accurately, a downpour of historic proportions arrived, and $500 million of the $575 million was depleted in a single afternoon. In parallel to these events, the most often heard phrase on the campaign trail from nomination-seeking politicians includes citing a prior survey that listed North Dakota as the best-run state in the nation for 4 years running. Number 2 on this best-run list, Wyoming. Much of the historic economic data that propelled oil-producing states to these top honors tied to the price of oil and the resulting boom. North Dakota and Wyoming now face a recognition, being atop the Federal Reserve's list of worst-performing state economies. All right, so there he goes on to say, there's ways we can do this. We can move from good to exceptional. I believe in our people and our resources and our potential as individuals and as a state. My commitment to this belief is reflected in my lifelong work to build companies in North Dakota that attract and retain the talent and capital needed to compete globally and live well locally. I know what North Dakotans can accomplish when we work together. We can build world-class companies. We can create world-changing products. We can fix our state budget. It all starts with the belief that we truly can shape our own destiny. Didn't read all of that, but you got the gist of it in laying out a very different economic picture than we've heard for some time in campaigns in North Dakota. The interesting thing here is you'd sort of expect a Democrat to do this. Now, it would be a little bit difficult for a Democrat in office because they, of course, would have to explain away the fact that they wanted more spending. So there would have been less of that budget stabilization fund or ending fund balance. But if you're Doug Burgum, I guess that's the campaign you have to run. You have to point out things aren't as good as they say they are, and now we need a new way forward, a new way to do this. And he's calling for a more streamlined state government. Democrats wouldn't call for that. He's talking about a diversified economy, which some would argue we have. Also listed another number here. I'm just reading this whole thing for the first time. North Dakota was listed 40th on the Bloomberg U.S. Innovation Index, with Bloomberg Business saying the 40th ranking illustrates what happens when economic growth is concentrated in one industry. An entirely new interconnected global economy is emerging. The new economy is built around innovation, entrepreneurship, and rapid advancements in technology, Burgum writes. Improving our innovation stature is essential to successfully navigating the economy of the future. What do you make of that? Right approach? Agree with it? Disagree with it? What do you think of that message? Tell me what you think. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You can text Todd, too, at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. One piece of news unrelated to any of what I've been just talking about there. The University of Mary has announced today they are welcoming home Dale Lennon. Dale Lennon, who, of course, coached for the University of Mary and most recently left big-time college football. Coming back to the University of Mary and will be the Director of Public Affairs at the University of Mary. So that news just announced today. How about that? A good guy. Knox, North Dakota native. Graduate of Rugby High. Coming back for the University of Mary. Isn't that nice? Kathy sends a note. Hey, I heard you talking about where you were located in the arena. We're, by the way, at the Bismarck Event Center today for the K-Fire Agra International. So I decided to look up the word mezzanine. It's a low story between two others in a building, typically between the ground and first floor. I, too, have wondered what that location actually means as we've been to the mezzanine at the State Fairgrounds in Minot. So now that you know where you're at, have a great day. Well, the problem is, Kathy, is there a lower floor in here, Todd? I don't think there is. I think this is the ground floor.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So this is not the mezzanine. But this is this...
Unless there's some, like, secret poker room downstairs that they just haven't invited us to yet or something.
But. Again, it's a area in between the exhibit hall and the arena. I just don't know what they call it. I've heard it called a mezzanine before, too. Concord? No, not Concord. Lobby area? The lobby? I think a lot of people think...
That's what I've just always said, the exhibition hall lobby, because it's the lobby that's kind of by the exhibition hall, and then people figure out where. Because there is the lobby by the arena.
Right, where you get the tickets.
Those main doors, yeah. Right. So not you don't want to say that lobby. That's why I've always made that decision. But you know what? As long as people find it, I mean, that's the important part.
Here's how you'll find us. Just smell the nuts. Because the exceptionally nice...
Are they doing those there again?
Yeah,
oh,
right next
I
to
love
us.
Those.
Just use your nose.
That's why they won't let me there today. They want to make sure they have enough for everybody this time.
Go buy some right now just to drive you crazy. Yeah. We'd like Lieutenant Tom Iverson's bride, too, that's selling the goodies over there. So, our trooper talk, Lieutenant Tom. More coming up on What's On Your Mind after a short time out.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
We're visiting with David Donahue from Valley Imports. He's a Mercedes-Benz specialist, and he has always loved cars.
Some people are sports people. Some people are computer people. I'm a car person.
Those cars are amazing, aren't they, those Mercedes-Benz vehicles?
They're great. Every design aspect of those vehicles has a purpose, and it's all about safety.
How do you try to make the shopping experience easy for a customer?
I just want them to feel comfortable. When I look at the showroom floor, I look at that as my second home. If somebody were to come into my house, I want them to feel that same way.
Growing up, you spent some time in Breckenridge and Sisseton.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you're starting to see some Mercedes-Benz vehicles driving through there, aren't you?
Yeah. We're not that far up the road to be able to come and get your vehicle serviced.
Anybody ever come back and say, gosh, I paid too much money for this thing?
Nope. Not once.
Visit David and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Tackle North Dakota's budget and what its impacts will mean on oil and gas producing counties coming up next hour. We're also going to chat with Daryl Lease, who's the new president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Talk some ag issues today on the program. In the meantime, tell us what's on your mind. Lay it on me at 800-228-0550. If you're on your way to the K-Fire Ag Radio International, come find us in the breezeway. Is that what they want us to call now, Todd? We have a suggestion that we call it the breezeway.
That was the next. Well, do we have any event center people? Because they probably have a name for it and probably prefer we don't rename it other than.
Yeah, here's Charlie Jeske. Let me ask Charlie. Hey, Charlie. Sorry to interrupt. Can you come over here 1 second?
I just interrupted Jimbo there. I have a quick question for Charlie on air. How are you? Nice to see you.
Hey, nice to see you, Scott.
This is the guy that makes the Bismarck Event Center go, Charlie Jeske. So we're having a heck of a time deciding what to call this. Breezeway, mezzanine, like where are we right now?
Well, right now you're in the lobby of the exhibit hall.
I got it!
Yeah, Todd's been right all along. He's been saying lobby. We're a little worried about saying lobby because when we were thinking people would think the lobby about there.
So,
but exhibit hall lobby.
You're in the exhibit hall lobby. And actually we have the lobby to the arena open also. But this is the exhibit hall lobby. Is your actual location.
And kind of between exhibits too.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And you're walking from the arena.
You can walk down through our tunnel. It's actually a tunnel that connects the arena to the exhibit hall. And you can come through that and it'll be right on your lap.
Exactly right. How's things going?
It's going wonderful. We've been pretty busy out here. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Would you say hi to Keith Urban for me when he shows up?
Yeah, I will.
Tickets on sale this weekend, right?
Yep. They go on the 12th. Open to the public, man.
Should be a dandy.
Yeah, it should be a good one. We got a few other shows that are coming. Well, of course, this one. Then we got our Tribune show coming up, and then we got a few high school basketballs, and then we got the home show, and I'm going to miss something. Someone's going to say, well, I didn't even mention us. But then we got Disturbed coming up. We got Brantley Gilbert, and soon to be announced, or soon to give us a date. I guess it's already been announced, Florida Georgia Line, and then, of course, Keith Urban's coming. And so we're plugging along.
And the new exhibit hall is awesome.
It is. It is. People have really enjoyed the new space. Example here, it's sold out not only in our exhibit hall but also our arena. So the whole complex is sold. So it's really good. So it's been a nice addition. So it's worked really well for us.
A lot of fun. Good to see you.
All right, man. You take care, Scott.
You as well, Charlie Jeske from the Bismarck Event Center. So there you go, Todd. Pat yourself on the back.
Nailed that one. There we are.
Exhibit Hall Lobby. That's where we are. So if you come to the Exhibit Hall Lobby, we are going to give you a free MyPillow along with a $10 cash card from MyPillow. Is that not nice or what? Yeah. So, pick your size. We have all premium pillows, but you can pick, the size pillow you want, the big old monster pillow, triple XL. On down to the small, your choice. Now, my only prerequisite is you have to chat with us on the air. You got to talk with us a little bit about, how life is on the farm, the ranch, whatever's going on. You kind of just chat a little. It's good. So, come on by and see us live at the K-Fire Agri International. Be here today and tomorrow for the big show, and we are having a grand old time for sure. One other quick note here before I go to this caller, we had. Dan Carey from Vision Banks say, you know what? I want to sponsor three vets. So three vets now have a free trip to see the Minnesota Wild play at the end of the month on the bus. Is that not cool? And in case you missed this earlier, we did reduce the price down to $199. If you're with a vet, if you are a vet, if you're bringing a vet, or if you want to buy one for a vet. Simple as that, okay? And if you're interested in either sponsoring a vet on the trip or coming yourself, bringing a vet, whatever, again, this is February 29th, Minnesota Wild play, the Florida Panthers, Sunday, Feb 28, 2 p.m. game. Bus leaves from Fargo at 7 a.m. That's Sunday and returns after. Call Marie, 855-200-1776, extension 3. And thanks to that generous crew over at Vision Banks. Mark in Apsaraka, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott, Todd. You're at an A coalition, and this question came to mind. In the midst of the falling commodity prices, but yet the increase in cost to farm, there's a diminishing population of the number of farmers, producers, and ag-affiliated people. I'm wondering, in the midst also of the EPA, OSHA, and other agencies seemingly targeting agriculture through a variety of ways, I'm wondering whether ag has concerns about its political clout. There aren't that many people in the ag industry, and there are far more many ignorant of it, but yet the policy interests are mounting. I'm unaware of another business or operation where I've been a farmer. They invest everything in magnitude and cost into their operation. They have the biggest risk, but they also seem to be the biggest target. I'm wondering what ag plans to do to confront that challenge.
You're wondering what who plans to do to confront it?
anyone in the egg community, the industry gets picked on by agencies in the midst of a diminishing population. There are however many millions and millions of people outside the agriculture community, but 2% or so are egg affiliated. That's not very much political clout in the midst of getting targeted by the EPA, OSHA, and other regulations without much political clout. Don't have a whole lot of influence.
No, you raise a good point. No doubt about that. Good question for our guest, Daryl Lease from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. The new president will join us. We'll ask him how they're doing in making the case in the egg community against that storm. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. More coming up. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.